This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind, friends? Friday edition of the program, your chance to tell us what's on your mind by calling our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Grab a pen. I'll give that to you again in just a moment. Also give you Todd's personal cell phone so you can text him during the show your comments. How's that for
sometimes
loving
we actually
our
have
listeners?
Like little conversations beside the conversation, and that's there fine. I mean, I have no problem with that.
The drive for five is alive. NDSU takes on Northern Iowa tomorrow. The Bison win? And if so, give me a little prediction. Tell me what that score will be. 11 a.m. game, by the way, and the tailgating starts. Are you ready? I think the tailgating lot's open at 5. I know that I told Big Flavor Dave I'll be out there by 5:30. Because the setup was going to begin and the tailgating fun starting at 6. So we're doing it early. Hope you come find us. That should be fun. But who do you think's going to win? What do you think the score will be? Let us know. There is a this is kind of a Fargo thing. I don't know. These stories don't ever happen anywhere else but Fargo. Because Fargo is the PC capital of North Dakota, I guess. I realize that it happens other places, I'm guessing, but I only hear about it in Fargo. It's a big dust-up at Fargo North School. Because a youngster and his father are having a dispute with the principal there. The young man, his name is Josh Renville, posed for his senior photo by a flag with a patriotic shirt on and a rifle over his right shoulder. All right? And has been told, evidently, by the school that that can't appear in the yearbook. And the reasons given for it not to be able to appear in the yearbook had to do with, I don't know, I didn't think they were exactly the reasons that connected to make sense. Here's what it said. The principal evidently reviewed school policy and said, no, the picture is not allowable under three provisions. One, the carrying of weapons on school property. Another prohibits publishing of materials in school-sponsored media that violates federal or state law, promotes violence, terrorism, or other illegal activity. And a third bans clothing that advertises or promotes weapons. I don't know that any of those fit. Now a lawsuit has been threatened by the family, and the school is taking some time to review it. What should the school do? You know, I don't know. I just seems very politically correct and overly sensitive to me of the school to say, no, I mean, what this is saying is this young man is set in his yearbook photo wanting to say, here's who I am. I'm an American. I love the flag, and I love my rifle. I love the ability to go out and be a sportsman. I don't see the problem there. Am I wrong? I missed something here? You tell me. And how great is it that Wadena, Minnesota has taken a negative, some outside group coming in there and objecting to a nativity scene on city property, and said, fine, we'll take it away. And the city compensates by saying, we want to have a lot of these. We want to go for the new world record for nativity scenes. And they're well on their way. Now with thousands of nativity scenes in Wadena, Minnesota. Is that not great? Is there anything else like that you know of where you live or, you know, you're driving through what you've seen? Let me know because I thought that was a great story. Those just a couple of things on my mind. Welcome what might be on yours at 800-228-0550. That's that number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also go to Facebook and find out more about these stories. And, Todd, if you want to share the story on the Wadena story and the Fargo North yearbook photo flap, both of them are on my Facebook page, and you can find out more about both stories and weigh in if you'd like to as well. I need a new number on Wadena, too. I don't know where that number is at, but it's been growing. Here's some predictions rolling in, too, on the Bison game tomorrow. Monty says 38-17, NDSU. Paul says 41-14, NDSU over UNI. Now, NDSU has beaten UNI already. Can they do it again? Is the big question. So love your predictions. Hope you're going to come out and tailgate with the good folks from Cloverdale as well. That should be a lot of fun. Here's some comments that have come in on the photo. Within the hands of educators, that usually falls into PC correctness. It doesn't look good, kind of like our lawmakers following the Constitution. They do what they want, not what the Constitution says. If he was part of a shooting team, would it be okay? If they don't allow this, they shouldn't allow pictures with footballs and volleyballs. They could be used as weapons as well. Laurel says, I say keep it. We need to keep America, God and country, and we should wear it, fly it, say it, confirm it, and be willing to die for it. Keep it, says Laurel. Laurel, I like you. Robert says, keep it as is. What the heck is wrong with it? It was someone. If it was someone in drag, then would it be okay because they are so brave? Sick country us sheeple have created.
I've always loved that term, sheeple.
It is part sheep, part people. I think it means you just sort of follow the crowd.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Very good impression there, Todd, of me. Of the sheep. Very nice. And then the dad himself posted on our Facebook page about this question. This is the dad, Charlie Renville, who's in the dispute with the school over his son's photo, said, we as free people need to resist censorship on all levels of our government. This is protected political speech. And he quotes Charlton Heston as saying, there are no bad guns. Any gun in the hands of a bad man is a bad thing. Any gun in the hands of a decent person is no threat to anyone except bad people. Chris wants to respond to some things being said here. Says, I suppose the difference is that people with sex change operations or who have dressed in drag are not known to go into schools and mow down dozens of students with automatic weapons. I wonder how the parents and students at Columbine, Sandy Hook, or any of the other dozens of schools attacked by bad men would feel about this photo in the yearbook. There again, though, I mean, a student owns guns legally, lives in a country with a Second Amendment that says you have the right to own them, somehow shouldn't be able to have one in a photo at a school because someone somewhere sometime was an absolute horrific, evil individual and decided to go into a school with a gun and mow some people down? Come on! I mean, car accidents are horrific. How many lives have they taken? You know, so what are we going to... that person, they have to look at a car again. They have to drive in a car again. I mean... You know, logically follow this stuff through. You know what I most dislike about this stuff? That we waste time talking about it. And you may say, well, that's kind of stupid, Scott. You're wasting time talking about it. I know I am. I am, and I have to because it's, in this case, in the front page of papers for 2 days and
it's making
all
people
over social
angry.
Media.
You have to talk about it.
Well, maybe if you talk about it and talk about it in the fashion most of our listeners are, maybe then it goes away. You know, maybe it just goes away. And honestly,
it's not going to go away.
That's part of the whole uproar with the Donald Trump proposal, too. All right? Radical Islamists attack us. Muslim from elsewhere. Donald Trump, what does he say? Ban them. Temporary. We got to figure out what's going on here. So let's stop right now. Okay, well, you know, maybe that wasn't the perfect plan, but you know what? That's at least a reasonable thought to say, you know, okay, if not that, what, right? I mean, what's the response? He threw it out there and said, here's what I want to do. And what happens? people hyperventilate and freak out over it, just like they're doing over this yearbook photo. Really? Why? Now, does Donald Trump's proposal mean every Muslim is bad? No. I think we proved yesterday there had a, you know, a woman on who was very enjoyable to talk to and explained how she uses the Islamic faith very differently from the killers, and that you can get an idea of somebody being reasonable but that has that faith. However, when you are trying to protect the United States of America, you need to go to extreme measures. Jimmy Carter proved it. FDR proved it. You got to do what you got to do in a time of war. We're at war. We are at war. So this kind of stuff, the yearbook photo flap, is what leads to us getting to a point where political correctness is deadly. Yes, it's deadly. So I guess we got to speak out about it. Your thoughts at 800-228-0550. Welcome right here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Saturday means as much as someday. Just ask the kids. So when you promise a weekend of camping, a weekend of camping they'll have. At Alaris, we promise to help you prepare for your future without sacrificing your present. Because we believe planning for tomorrow shouldn't get in the way of planning for tomorrow. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Capital City. Road conditions are deteriorating in parts of North Dakota. If you look at the whole northwest corner, I'm talking, even east of Minot all the way to the Montana border, you've got icy conditions and really bad killed deer, Watford City, in that neck of the woods. So things not good. But the whole really northern tier has got parts that are really pretty shaky. So snow started, as I said, in the capital city as well. So just be careful if you're out there.
Got a nice pick from down in Flasher, too, with some. So apparently ain't just to the north, but there you go.
What's purple again?
Vikings.
No, I know that. I was trying to avoid the Vikings topic today.
It's hard to be a fan after last night, but there we are.
He could have won it, too. What the heck was that? Teddy, a great drive at the end. And
I know.
That was Matt Khalil being Matt Khalil, giving up a sack at a crucial moment.
Yeah, we need offensive line. That's what we need.
I have a strong advantage as a Viking fan. I expect very little out of them. So I can't be disappointed.
Oh, most do.
Yeah, you always got to sell low.
My Packer fan friend likes to tell everybody the same joke over and over and over. How come Viking fans have such bad knees? Jumping on and off the bandwagon over and over.
Purple is snow covered. I asked my own question. So the southwest corner is snow covered. But again, the scattered ice across the northern tier and really blanketing the entire northwest corner, even, you know, as I say, east of Minot. And then you get up, you know, Botno on over, Park River, all the northern tier, Pembina, some more of the scattered ice. So about the only area of North Dakota that is normal driving conditions, or as they call them, seasonal and good, is, the northeast corner. So be careful if you're out there, and we'll keep you posted. If you find a particular area that's in need of some discussion, let us know. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, or follow them on Facebook as well. Let's get to some calls here. David in Moorhead, what's on your mind? You're next.
Well, first, Scott, bring on the snow. I'm a skier. This is great. With regard to the school picture, I'm in favor of a guy, you know, showing the gun and all. But I'm also wondering what we would feel like if he was wearing an Arab headscarf and was holding a gun for a school picture. We might have a slightly different opinion.
Well, he's not, though.
I know he's not. I'm in favor of him being the way he is. But I'm just wondering if that also means that we have to let, you know, jihadis pose for their school picture.
Yeah.
And again, thought, right?
It's yeah, not, it, 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 is. It gets it makes
we
you think.
Give the principal a little slack too, yeah.
If you think differently about it, and again, you can get in all kinds of rules on, you know, what's the right way to go here. You know, I've heard people say, well, really, you should just keep it to activities within the school. Like, you know, you can do the football, the basketball thing, debate the cello, whatever. But
you mentioned that you could have a shooting club too, and yeah, I mean, that'd be just fine. Right.
But you're making us think, David. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's see here. Texter says, all the picture says to me is I'm an American and I support the Constitution and the law of the land. Another says, it's unfortunate to see that this level of PC's reached our community. I believe the best thing for the school to do would be to make a formal apology to the family and allow the picture to be used. Send the overpaid, no common sense administrator to the unemployment line. Andy Dolan's a great principal. You hear a lot of good things about him, but I think this one is kind of a no-brainer, so I disagree with him here. I'm surprised the local media hasn't picked up on the Michael Dameron being arrested for arson in Eagan, Minnesota. All right. This local media just did, thanks to you. Mike in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I appreciate what you guys do, and I enjoy your conversation. I've been kind of out of the loop here a little bit. Did I see something in the last week of a convenience store clerk who was abducted and forced into a restroom, an incident like that? What's known about that? Can you tell us?
Yeah, well, not a lot. We've been asking for the sheriff to come on and talk about it, and they're not talking yet. But what we do know is it was, Mapleton, North Dakota, which is just a small community just west of Fargo, between Fargo and Castleton, a little convenience store there known as Gordy's, very popular with a lot of the locals. And this individual, a Somali man, went into this convenience store and took the clerk, a woman, into into the bathroom, raped her violently. And also, according to, I can't remember if this is audio reports or eyewitness reports or what, but, you know, people said that he was yelling Allah Akbar the whole time he's committing this crime, and was arrested. And now his family is saying he has some mental issues, but it sounds like terrorism to me.
Well, it's just a very disturbing situation. I appreciate you filling in the gaps on that.
Yeah, that's what I know about it right now.
Thank you.
not, but I want to know more. I do. I want to know. I want to know more. And by the way, we have a situation in Minnesota, which is not new. I forget the number now. You know, it's 20 or better of the Somalis that have joined the ISIS network and gone over to train, and a new arrest on that front yesterday as well. So this stuff's among us. No question about it. All right, another texter says, my name is Dustin Cummings. I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin. Our yearbook had dozens of pictures with classmates holding rifles and bows. I think the review should be on the people who are disputing this. Unreal. Thanks. It's definitely, here's another texter, it's definitely time that we as freedom-loving Americans take a firm stand on these issues. It is equally important that we do it in a responsible way so as to show maximum integrity of character. It is definitely time that we as freedom-loving Americans take a firm stand on these issues. All right? Yeah, I'm repeating myself. But
I wonder how many people would object to a high school yearbook picture with a deer head.
You do have to push back against this stuff, folks. You absolutely do. And, again, we know about the San Bernardino situation that a neighbor thought, boy, a lot of traffic, what the heck's going on? Better not say anything because somebody will think I'm racist, right? You had, was it Sandy Hook? Where was the Muslim, member of the military? A lot of flags had come and nobody wanted to say anything, right? That's when political correctness becomes deadly. We just have to step out against this stuff and say, wait a minute. Let's not go there. Jimmy and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, my name's Jimmy. I'm calling.
I'm going to put you on hold, Jimmy, so we can get you to turn down the sound there, if you would. Gene in Valley City we'll go to next, then we'll come back to Jimmy. Hey, Gene.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. We're going north. Remember, let's see, was it the beginning of this last school year? A group of kids, excuse me, in Fargo North wanted to have a little Right to Life club and meet at the school.
That was at both. Yeah, both Fargo North and Fargo South did that. But you're right. Yeah, no, they did. There was a lawsuit over that, and they, you know,
What? You said we gotta push back against this stuff. Okay, I don't know what law firm, you know, if it was David Gibbs or who it was, but the little Right to Life group fought back.
They did.
And they won.
Yep.
They won. They get to meet at the school. And one of the girls was the speaker, one of the speakers at the North Dakota Right to Life banquet in Fargo this last fall. And what a joy it was to hear of a victory.
No kidding. Good point, Gene. I think your point is fight back and celebrate the wins. Both great suggestions. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Talking global warming when we come back. Stay tuned for this guest. You're going to love them.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook, and NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tell you about Gene Wolfer at the Hedahls location in Linton, North Dakota. You know, Hedahls has it. You hear me talk about that often, and I mean the parts you need, right? You go into Hedahls, they have it. And in the rare chance they don't, they're going to have it from their warehouse, and you're going to get it a day later. But most times they have it. But they also have great people, folks like Gene Wolfer and the team at the Hedahls location in Linton. And many of them are car folks. They're ASE certified, so they're the professionals. They're the pros. I mean, they know their business inside and out. And many of the individuals, all ASE certified at Hedahls locations. They're also car folks, you know. They just themselves, like you, you know, they know cars. I asked Gene about his. He had a 52 Chevrolet two-door fastback. Called it his bang-around car. Very first car he ever owned. Customized it a little back in the 60s as well. And two-door fastback. And asked him if he ever raced him. He said, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A six-cylinder. Put some fancy wheels on him. And fast cars. Owned a 67 GTO 389 with three deuces and a four-speed. And Malibu SS had one of those, too. How about that? Stop and see him at Hedahls. Tell him Scott sent you. In a moment, we're going to chat with Mark Mills. You're going to love him. He's one of my favorite guests. We've not had him as a guest before, but he's one of my favorite resources, especially on climate change and different things that are happening. And, you know, there was that big Paris climate summit last week, so we're going to talk a little bit about what came out of that and also talk about the clean power plan, something you really need to understand. I'm going to enlist Mark's help to try and, find the right way to engage people in this issue. So looking forward to that. We have Charles in Fargo on the phone, and Charles... told our screener that he's Charles Renville. And Charles Renville is the father of Josh Renville, who's in the middle of this photo flap with Fargo North. Charles, I understand you had a meeting with Andy Dolan and others at Fargo North. How'd that go?
Well, it was heated at times. I've told everyone, Andy Dolan and I are polar opposites. He's a pretty liberal guy, and I'm a pretty conservative guy. And I wanted to set this, the form so they did a little bit of a hatch job. I mean, Mike Mathiely never interviewed me, and I did try to return his calls, and finally they didn't talk to me last night, but we're not trying to fire Andy Dolan just because of this incident. We're calling for him to resign or be removed or fired, whatever you want to call it, because of numerous incidents over the last 10 years. And this is just sort of the straw that's breaking the camel's back. I mean, he's been hostile to people with sort of traditional conservative Christian views. My oldest kids, I think they graduated in, 05, 06. So it's been going on for 10 years, you know, and, we're just sort of tired of it, and we're trying to highlight it. You know, I never thought this would blow up like this, but, you know, obviously I touched a nerve, and it's Josh's pictures now. The picture would have been in a yearbook, but maybe a couple, 500 kids seen it over the next couple of years. Well, now the picture's been seen worldwide.
And it's gone viral. Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's okay, too. Charles, can I have you hang on? I'd love to get your number, and maybe we'll find out about some more of those other incidents. What I'm trying to do is put a focus where political correctness is just, you know, getting in the way of basic common sense. Exactly. So it sounds like you've got a few examples, and maybe we can make you part of a future show. So if you'd hang on, and Manny, our producer, will take your information, that'd be great. One other quick call, and then I'll get to our guest, Rick in Battle Lake. I want to talk about this Wadena story, which is, I think, so far the best story of Christmas. A group objects to the nativity scene down there on city property, and what happens? Thousands of them pop up all throughout Wadena. Have you been there, Rick?
Yeah. Hi. I'm so glad you got me on. I've got kind of an additional story to the Wadena story. I do street ministry and prison ministry, inner city, and also the Indian reservations. And about 5 years ago, I was called, and our ministry group was called to Wadena, and this was before the tornado, and we actually spent 2 months on the street, walking every street in Wadena and praying, and then we had a month-long revival there. And it was an interesting time, just because the community totally supported us, and the reason we went there initially was there was a business on Main Street that had put kind of a filthy play on, and then what they did is they brought in witchcraft and they started to do sorcery and that sort of thing out of their business. And so that was what led us to Wadena, but it's kind of interesting that we go from that to now opposition to the nativity scene.
Yeah, they may be the nativity capital of America, which is pretty cool. Rick, thanks for sharing the story, and nice hearing from Battle Lake today. We appreciate that very much. Our next guest is someone I've read a lot and really appreciate his good work. He writes in Forbes magazine about how technology, policy, and economic reality intersect. And I've also heard him interviewed on the issue of global warming, and has done some good work on summarizing what happened in Paris last week. You know, there was this climate change summit. So I want him to come on and talk a little bit about the climate change summit, but also a little bit about our own situation here in the great state of North Dakota, an energy exporting state that is in the crosshairs of the EPA right now on this clean power plan because of our coal-powered generation. Mark Mills with us today on the program. Mark is also, by the way, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Mark, how you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it very much. So, I read what you wrote about in Forbes about the Paris Climate Summit, kind of an interesting your headline was, will the Paris Climate Summit lead to more money for scientists or Solyndra's? What happened? Give us the cliff notes on what they did in Paris.
Well, you know, I think most people have read this. I forget the number now. I should know this. 190 nations get together to agree on something. This, you know, I'm not a political analyst in this sense, or let's say a psychologist, but I have to say, and this is not meant to be a cynic, it's inconceivable that 109 nations would agree on anything to hug and get along. It's just not, it doesn't happen. And in this particular case, the sort of surreal outcome was that these nations are ostensibly going to agree on what the specific future temperature of the planet should be, which is a sort of a form of hubris that defies imagination. With that regard to what you think about climate science, whether you think the planet is getting warmer or colder, it's a little warmer, by the way. Every scientist knows this. The planet is a little warmer than it was 100 years ago, which is incidentally a good thing. The real question is it going to get too warm, and could we do anything about it if it were going to happen? And I think what this Paris summit made very clear is that one could not do anything about it. You might have papers that people say they agree they should, but nothing will happen except potentially wealth transfer, not just to the climate summiteers, but from the, you know, Western nations to the emerging economies. That's sort of the underlying story, which is, again, not a secret story. The emerging economies are eager to have hundreds of billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, in fact, given to them by evil, you know, Westerners for the sins of having burned oil, coal, and gas. We now have to give them lots of money. it's just not going to happen. I mean, I'm saying it in slightly facetious tones because it sets at a incredibly bizarre idea that anyone thinks this could, in fact, happen.
You know, what I struggle with is conveying to an audience, you know, what they need to know about this, right? I mean, I look at the Clean Power Plan, for example,
right,
that the EPA has put forward. And in our case, North Dakota, they've literally put a target on North Dakota.
Yep.
And demanded a 45% decrease in the emissions by it's 15 years down the road or so. And I think if the average consumer said, this is how much more I will pay to my power company.
Right.
This is how much more I would pay for everything as a result of the cost of electricity going up. And the benefit is nothing I can point to. Nothing I can say is real. They'd be in total revolt. But it's almost as if we just sort of go numb when we hear this debate.
But you've put your rhetorical finger on exactly the right point. Is that the two facts that are not only known but not denied? They're not denied by the apocalyptics who think we have to do this stuff. It is, they're not denied by the folks on this side who promote this clean power plan, which is that if the United States were to affect the plan, if it actually gets put into place, it will have almost zero effect on the world's consumption of hydrocarbons and emissions of carbon dioxide. Almost no effect at all. It's a trivial effect. Yet it will bankrupt many companies, virtually bankrupt many states. It will take the United States down the path that many in Europe have already done. England and Germany, Spain, already implemented a plan just like this. They started this plan, their plan, 5 or 10 years ago. So we actually have done the experiment. We know the outcome. And electric rates have gone up several 100% in those countries. They have now what they're calling electricity poverty. You know, citizens who can't afford to pay their energy bills have to choose food versus lights and heat. It has resulted in England, actually very recently, to very little news here, ending and revoking all of the requirements for their version of a clean power plan. They tried it. It got incredibly expensive. There was a revolt from people, which you would expect. We're on that path. I have to say, I'm mildly pessimistic about us stopping this plan before we sort of march down this incrementalization, because it won't cause electric rates to go up overnight. As you know, the plan doesn't go into effect for a few years. It'll take a few years after that for its cost impacts to be noticed. So we'll be 6 to 10 years out while Obama's traveling the world collecting $1 million of speech before the impact on the average citizen in the United States and in North Dakota is felt, where electric rates will be soaring. And then, you know what will happen is that the left will blame evil corporations for high energy costs, and the government will then be looking and investigating into why that happened, and maybe, who knows, even looking at taking over the companies that were overcharging consumers for their electricity. I mean, it's a crazy path, but I think you're right. We have to tell people what the path is. It's not a good path.
And meanwhile, the reliability of the grid goes the wrong way at a time when our power consumption is up. I read something you did called The Cloud Begins with Coal.
Yeah.
And one stat in that is that hourly internet traffic, what we have in the way of traffic every hour on the internet, will soon exceed the annual traffic from just 15 years ago.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And what people I don't think understand is that takes power. I mean, it's just not like some way out there place a little bit, you know? I mean, so this is what people don't understand. And I want to talk about that when we come back, the reliability of the grid. We have a question from Daniel and Dickinson on technology and global warming, and a text, too, that wants to talk about NASA's tampering. So we'll do that when we come back with our guest, Mark Mills, here today on the program, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and also a contributor for Forbes magazine. I'd get that magazine and read them there if I were you. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their hot stuff pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100. You can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? Emails, listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank you, our fine listeners, brought to you today in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, our topic with our guest, Mark Mills, today. By the way, and you can find out more about them at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. So let's go to Daniel Dickinson. We'll get the caller and a text question in here, and then my question on the cloud beginning with Cole here. Daniel, your question for Mark Mills. Go ahead.
Yes. My question was basically, you know, the technology has advanced so much from 100 years ago to today. And like the your guest said at the very beginning of the article, everybody acknowledges that whether the temperature has increased. But is it not possible that the advancements in the technology have made up for that difference? It's just a much more accurate measure of temperature that we have now over the technology that they had 100 years ago?
That's a good question. We actually have a much better way of measuring temperature now than we did 100 years ago. I mean, this is one of the challenges that scientists have is having an accurate picture of the historic temperature of the Earth, even as recent as 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago, because now we have satellites in orbit, have for 50 years, right, that measure the troposphere accurately. And the troposphere is, of course, the atmosphere. It's the temperature of the planet, not the temperature in Williston or in Milwaukee or in New York. It's the temperature of the atmosphere that matters. So we have a very accurate measure of that temperature over the last 50 years. We have a very poor measure of temperature of the world, especially the world, because there were no thermometers in most parts of the world for the last 100 years, 200 years, 500 years. So we do inferential stuff, you know, tree rings and ice cores, and you know, we have a pretty good idea. But this is sort of the point about the worry about NASA manipulation, all the debate around that. People are sort of missing the point by worrying about whether scientists may or may not have made an accurate adjustment. They actually have to make adjustments. The interesting thing is that the data are so lousy that you do have to. I mean, this is a reasonable thing. You do have to make adjustments. Whether they bias them in the wrong way or not isn't the point. The point is the data are lousy, and the actual temperature of the Earth is, you know, a little bit warmer, but it's not, you know, the uncertainties of it are actually bigger than the warming trend. So it's kind of like me telling you, you made a profit, you know, you made half a percent profit in your portfolio, but I'm not really sure whether it was 0.6% or 0.45%, and you're not going to be a very happy guy either way. It doesn't mean anything. That's sort of my simplistic way of pointing out why I think that is a tempest in a teapot. The real issue is that we don't have good data, and we don't even have very good science about this. That's the idea that the science is, quote, settled is silly, because your point is exactly right. How can you settle the science? We don't even haven't settled the data.
Piggyback on Daniel's question, and you touched on this. Maybe you already answered it, but Adam said he wanted you to speak about the recent data tampering by NASA to the GISS record by essentially removing the warmer period in the 40s to make it appear that there's been a constant increase in the global average temperature. Cooking the books there a little bit. I mean, did that happen in your view?
But my view is that I don't think there was an overt cooking of the books by the NASA scientists. The cooking of the books is in the political rhetoric and the PR side of it. That's my opinion. So in other words, even the global IPCC, this is the international body for the UN that, you know, meets like in Paris and meet every year and talk about climate. The scientists themselves are saying very cautious things. They aren't hair on fire guys, use Romney's term. But the politicians and the executive summary, the PR people, are saying the alarming things. There's actually a big disconnect between what the politicians are pushing and the media are pushing and environmentalists are pushing and what scientists are actually saying. And most scientists, the 90% of scientists, are not alarmed. They aren't saying there are alarming things happening. Most are not saying that. The few that are saying it are the minority, and they get amplified by the media. So, I don't even doubt there's some tampering going on in different places. We already had the so-called climate gate in England over this. But it's a distraction. It's kind of like taking this look squirrel bait. Where, you know, you want to have a debate about something that's just not the key point. Key point, even if it were
there's
true.
There's a lot of that going on, and I want to come back to that. We touched earlier on, you know, the clean power plan, what I would do. And while we have this debate, and while all this rages on, meanwhile, we are not building for the future, and we need more electricity. You've written about the electricity used by the global digital ecosystem. Just talk about iPhones, for example, and what they use.
Yeah, this is the surprising thing for most people, since everything takes power and energy to operate, and everything in the Internet takes electricity to run. But the interesting thing is that when you turn on your phone, all kinds of computers all over the world are turned on and are running simultaneously. It's kind of like if you went to start your car up in your driveway, and that act caused other cars to start up in other parking lots around the world. I mean, that's what smartphones do. And the hidden, if you like, energy cost of a smartphone, an iPhone, it's really quite remarkable. It's about equal to your refrigerator in your house. So you can think of these hundreds of millions of new devices that people, in fact, billions now. And it's like adding hundreds of millions and a billion refrigerators to the world. I give you a sort of two-order numbers that are interesting. The global cloud now uses more energy than global aviation. It's really quite remarkable. So moving bits now consumes more energy than moving people around airplanes. And, of course, the moving bits thing is growing faster. Or put it on a personal level, it's not just that equal to a refrigerator. If you watch, in high def, say a hockey game on your tablet or smartphone, you're using more energy than driving your Prius 20 miles to the game and back.
Yeah, unbelievable when you think about that. Nobody's computing that at all. Really, really good stuff, Mark. We only scratched the surface today, but look forward to having you back to continue this conversation so people understand why it's important to engage on it, get involved. Thanks so much. Take care.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.